Scripture Stories as Patterns for Our Lives by Elder J. E. Jensen of the Presidency of the 70. I have been led to a significant scripture study pattern that can help us better understand the scriptures. As young parents reading the scriptures with our children, my wife and I struggled to make these holy words come alive and have meaning to them. Sometimes we had successful experiences and other times we did not. One morning, one of our children said, "Dad, this is boring. I don't understand what we're reading." Perhaps you have had similar experiences. Fortunately, since then, I have been led to a significant scripture study pattern that has helped us individually and as a family to better understand the scriptures. Bridging the Gap. I learned this pattern when I was in my second year of teaching in the seminary program of the church. We were informed that Leland Anderson, a master teacher and a professional in-service trainer in the seminary and institute program, would be visiting our classes that day. We knew that we had only to invite him to say a few things to the students, and he would take a good portion of the class time. Such was the case when he came into my Old Testament class that morning. He took a piece of chalk in hand and began with the story of David and Goliath. Within seconds, he had the class's full attention. But more important, I knew I was watching a master teacher at work as he taught the class and me a pattern to make the scriptures relevant using a concept I called bridging the gap. Imagine a bridge. One side of the bridge is anchored in the past and is made up of three parts. 1. They, the prophets and people of the past. 2. There, the place where these people lived, and 3, then, the time period when they lived. The other side of the bridge is anchored in the present and is made up of 3 parallel parts. 1. I, who live in the present. 2. Here, the place where I live. And 3. Now, the time period I live in. The goal is to build a bridge from they, there, then, to I, here, now, identifying common parallels between their day and ours. Here's how Brother Anderson did it as he told the story of David and Goliath. First, he took us to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and pointed out the setting of the conflict between the Israelites and the Philistines. He reminded us of the challenge to find someone in Israel to fight Goliath. Full of faith, young David volunteered. In that narrative, Brother Anderson identified a pattern consisting of 4 phrases from that chapter that parallel our day. They created a bridge from the past to the present. See Table 1. Table 1. Proving God's armor in His cause. See 1 Samuel chapter 17. There are 3 columns. First column headed verses. Second column headed phrases from the scriptures, and the third column parallels to our day. Under the first column verses, verse 37. Under phrases from the scripture, He will deliver me. And under parallels to our day, the Lord will deliver us today. Verses, verse 39. Scriptures, I have not proved them, the armor. Parallels to our day. What armor have I proved or tested? Verse 45, phrases from the Scriptures. I come to thee in the name of the Lord. Parallels to our day. As covenant people, we come and go in the name of the Lord. Verses. Verse 46, phrases from the Scriptures. All the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Parallels to our day. Our purpose is to help others know that there is a God in Israel. Identifying story parallels. We can follow the same pattern in our teaching. Identifying story parallels is a spiritual matter. As you read and study the scriptures, pray often. Pray before you begin studying and, of course, following a study session. Pause at times as you study and express gratitude for what you are learning. Ask for additional light and truth. When you are reading stories from the scriptures, pray to find parallels that will link the past to the present. Most of those that I have found came through praying, studying, searching, pondering, and listening to the Spirit. Brother Anderson developed each of four parallels from the account of David and Goliath by emphasizing the key phrases, and then he illustrated them with examples from today. Watching a master teacher develop these 4 points opened a door to scripture study for me, that of searching for a pattern of parallels in stories. The following elements are normally present in scripture stories and can easily be transferred with relevance to our day. 1. A storyline is followed. 2. The storyline has a beginning and an ending. 3. Phrases or sentences from the story are principles that illustrate eternal truths. And 4. These phrases or sentences depict truths applicable both in the past and in our day. A story parallel from the New Testament. One of the most useful illustrations of a storyline came to me as I helped write a New Testament lesson for seminary teachers. When the Savior started his ministry, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and went into the wilderness to commune with God. See Joseph Smith translation, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. What he experienced has become for me a true pattern for spiritual growth. He sensed his sacred responsibility and sought communion with God. Revelation and enlightenment came to him. He was severely tested. Passing the test, he proceeded with increased light and truth. This pattern is found in many other scripture stories. For example, Lehi sought help, see 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 5. Help came, see 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 6. He was severely tested, see 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. And he proceeded with increased light and truth, see 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 1. The prophet Joseph Smith experienced a similar pattern. He sought communion, which church is true. An answer came after he read James chapter 1, verse 5, and prayed. He was severely tested. He passed the test and proceeded with increased light and truth. While I have had many experiences in my life that follow this pattern, my call as a member of the 70 is illustrative. The call came the first week of June, 1992, and my first assignment was to serve as a member of the Central America Area Presidency, beginning on August 1st. During my vacation time in July, I immersed myself in the Scriptures, especially the Book of Mormon, and spent hours studying, praying, and pondering to help me prepare and overcome my feelings of inadequacy. Based on Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, the parallels shown in Table 2 came to me. Table 2, a pattern for spiritual growth. See Matthew chapter 4. Column headings, verses, phrases from the Scriptures, and parallels to our day. Verse 1. Phrases from the Scriptures. The Savior sensed his sacred responsibility and sought to commune with God. Parallels to our day. I sensed my sacred responsibility and sought to commune with God. Verse 1 again. Phrases from the Scriptures. He communed with God. Parallels to our day. Enlightenment came as I studied, fasted, pondered, and prayed. Verses 3 through 10. Phrases from the Scriptures. He was tempted and challenged. Parallels to our day. I was challenged with feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness. Verse 11. Phrases from the Scriptures. Angels ministered to him. Parallels to our day. The Holy Ghost comforted, taught, enlightened, and strengthened me to go forward with divine assistance. The Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 4, verse 11 differs substantively from Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. However, the truth taught in the latter, angels came and ministered unto him, is a true principle. You too may examine your own life and reflect on times when you have gone through this pattern of spiritual growth. A story parallel from the Book of Mormon. While I was serving as a bishop, a ward member who had committed a serious transgression came to me seeking counsel and direction. His standing in the church was in jeopardy, and his confession to me, a judge in Israel, would help him in the repentance process. A story parallel from Alma chapter 36 helped this ward member begin to repent. See Table 3. Table 3, Repentance and Forgiveness. See Alma chapter 36. Column headings, Verses, Phrases from the Scriptures, and Parallels to Our Day. Verse 6, Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma went about seeking to destroy the church. Parallels to Our Day. This member went about sinning. Verses 6 through 11. God sent his angel to stop Alma. Parallels to Our Day. He was caught in his sin. Verses 11 through 16. Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma was struck with fear. He was racked with torment. Parallels to Our Day. He was tormented, afraid, remorseful, and penitent. Verse 17. Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma remembered to have heard his father prophesy of the atonement. Parallels to Our Day. He remembered that his father and mother had taught him about the atonement in family home evening. Verse 18. Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma prayed for mercy. Parallels to Our Day. He prayed for forgiveness. Verse 19. Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma could remember his pains no more. Parallels to Our Day. He felt no more pains for his sins. Verses 21 through 23. Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma received joy, light, and strength. Parallels to Our Day. He received joy, light, and strength. Verse 24. Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma labored without ceasing to save souls. Parallels to Our Day. He labored to save souls. Verse 27. Phrases from the Scriptures. Alma was supported in his trials. Parallels to Our Day. He was supported in his trials. Note that after Alma was forgiven, he did not remember his pains, nor was he harrowed up by his sins. However, he did remember his sins, see verse 16, but when he remembered them, he was not troubled by them. The Lord grants us a memory of sins to help prevent them from happening again, but he does take away the pain and hurt. For our profit and learning, story parallels begin with stories in the Scriptures or from the events surrounding them. As you read and study these stories, you will see a word, a phrase, or a principle that seems as applicable today as it was in the past. As you continue your prayerful study, other principles will become apparent. As you put the principles together, you will begin to bridge the gap between the prophets and the people who lived in the past, they there, then, and us in our day, I here, now. Perhaps this is what Nephi meant when he said that he did liken all scriptures unto us, that it might be for our profit and learning. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. Furthermore, by so doing, we are treasuring up the Lord's words. See Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 37. Sidebar. What the Savior experienced as he started his ministry has become for me a true pattern for spiritual growth. A pattern that is found in many other scripture stories, including the experiences of Lehi and Joseph Smith. We can bridge the gap between scripture stories and our lives by recognizing the parallels between the two. End of the article, Scripture Stories as Patterns for Our Lives, by Elder J. E. Jensen of the Presidency of the 70.